Hey guys, welcome back to FNM Podcast. This is your host, Fading Fnows, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, Fareen, what's good?
I'm doing great, dude. I'm super excited. I've got a very, very special guest today. I'm a huge fan. And you know what? They're the most important people for me at weekends. Because without them, my food and my organization for the plan of the weekends are terrible. Dude, these guys are the best. Okay, so here's something about them. They are Qatar's best and biggest, personally the best and the biggest food bloggers, and also they're very famous for their welcome phrase, which is, Faruqi, should we say together? Faruqi, you and me? Hello.
Wala.
Mine is really bad, so I'm not going to even try. Okay, so without any further ado, guys, please welcome Eat.974. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, we got on the podcast.
Hey, we got it. Let's go. Let's go. We got a live rookie. Wow. Okay. Guys, where do I start from? Wow. I'm actually talking to you guys. I watch your video all the time. Huge fan, by the way.
But our videos are mostly in Arabic. I'm so surprised.
That's a thing.
We just listen to you guys for the hell of all.
Freaky, stop exposing. Okay. No, but seriously, your hello Ola is so famous. I was going around this, when you guys accepted to come on the show, I was so excited. I was like, guys, I was just telling everyone, guys, we got 8974 on the podcast. And people are like, who? And I'm like, okay, guys, you guys know Hello World the Gold? And then they're like, oh, yeah, that.
thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited too.
No problem. We're super excited, actually. Okay, guys, so we got a set of questions. But also, we want to know more about you guys. So, we'll ask some questions and also we can just stop. Get it? Cool? Awesome?
Perfect.
Okay. So, the first question will be, it's simple. Where did all this start from? Did you guys start from TikTok? Did you start from Instagram? Where did all this start from and how did it start?
Okay. So, back in 2020, when everyone was in quarantine. When everyone was in quarantine, we were really bored at home and we had nothing else to do. So we decided we wanted to do a project or something. So we said, why not do food reviews? So me and Al-Aghla are sisters and Al-Wanisa is our best friend. So we thought it would be really cool to film our outings and for it to be food, because most of our outings are usually food related. And especially in quarantine, there was nothing else to do but to eat. So we originally started on Instagram. And so we started on Instagram to see how it would go, and it did pretty well, but I feel like we didn't get as much exposure. And then later on in the year, we started using TikTok, and our videos really started to go viral. When we saw TikTok started doing better than Instagram, we kind of focused on TikTok more. And at the point of our vlog is to give honest food reviews and dip up.
Damn, because I actually thought you guys started from TikTok.
Oh. Yeah.
Instagram. Damn, that's actually super unexpected. What? I also like the part where you said most of food outings is just food.
Yeah.
Just food.
Like everyone in Qatar, they go out to have meet for coffee, or meet for lunch, or meet for dinner.
Yeah, it's just food. All food related, that's it. Okay. Faruqi, you can go with the second.
Next question. Okay, so basically, when you start TikTok, for example, as you said, was it successful from the start, or did you guys just see not getting views from the start, so you decided to give up, or did you guys just continue on, or was it successful from the start?
No, actually, our TikTok page was not successful from the start. It actually took us, I would say, from June to January to get 10,000 followers, because what we used to do, we just used to put clips from Instagram to TikTok. So then we didn't get any views. When did we start getting views was in January. We were posting since June, but we didn't get any views for around 6 months. But we got our most views were 5,000, 6,000. We didn't used to get any more than that. That's until we started doing voiceovers and started using our intro. And then we started to get views. And in the beginning, we still get a lot of hate, honestly.
Really?
But we get a lot more positive comments. But in the beginning, there was a lot more hate, I would have to say. But I think if you ignore the hate and continue going, these people who are trying to hate, they're just trying to bring you down. And if you listen to them, sorry, the app closed again.
It's okay.
um, yeah, if you listen to the hate, like, you'll never go anywhere. Like, we met a couple of, like, famous people, and they told us that. They told us, like, don't listen to any of the hate. Like, keep doing what you're doing. And as long as there's some people that like it, like, you're doing okay, you know?
Okay. Okay. As you said, hate, I don't get why people give hate to someone who's giving food, honest food reviews.
Yeah,
I
mean, like, what type of hate do you get? Like, it's weird. It's a weird question.
In the beginning, actually, we used to get hate. We got hate one time from a restaurant owner because he didn't want us to give our honest review.
That's stupid.
We gave positive and negative. So, like, we didn't like one of the dishes. So, we just said, like, we didn't like this, but, like, the other thing that they have is really good. And then, like, he wanted to sue us, and, like, it was a whole issue. Whoa. But he couldn't do anything. By law, we can say our honest review, you know?
So, like, who the restaurant is, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Moving on. Wow. So, you guys got hate. That's so surprising to hear. Hate on, like, oh my god, wow. By food honors,
giving the restaurant's honest reviews.
No, what? I think also people don't like that, that we're honest and that we're, like, we're very, like, we don't fake it, you know? Like, we're girls, but we're all like, oh my god, like, you know, like, we don't talk like... like, very girly, and we don't fake it, and people don't like that, you know? Like, a lot of people don't want that, you know? They want a girl that just, like, so fake. Quiet, so doesn't eat, that goes on the diet, yeah.
Diet? What's that? What's a diet? God, hate, that's sad. Okay, moving on. That's a nice advice you guys gave. The move, forget hate and just move on. That's a good advice.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I was about to ask you what's a tip for new beginners, but you guys already answered it. So, do you guys have any more tips or anything?
Yeah, actually, there was one girl. She was, like, doing videos kind of similar to ours. She was doing voiceovers, and a lot of people were hating on her and were saying that, like, she was, like, copying us. And then the girl, she DM'd me, and she's like, I'm so, like, what should I do? Like, people are hating on me. I told her, you're not copying us. Like, I've even commented on your video. Like, you're not copying us. You're doing your own thing, but just ignore the hate. They're just hating on you because you're succeeding. So the more hate you get, the more you're succeeding. And with the more, like, followers that we get more hate, but we get a lot more positive feedback too. So you just have to ignore it. And, like, if you're different than others, then people will hate on you. Yeah.
So if you're different, yeah, that's true. Furky, did we get any hate? I'm confused. I want to grow, but, like, we didn't get any hate. Furky, where's the hate?
Okay. I mean, we do get some hate, I guess.
Prince, and he was also saying the same thing. Like a lot of people hate for, like, stupid reasons, but it's fine. Like, it's part of TikTok.
It's part of TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like when you get to super high end, you're like, it's a part of TikTok. We get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I forgot to ask you guys this. Usually we tell the guests, you know, share the numbers, share the stats, like, what's the following they have, and, you know, just introducing themselves. I forgot to ask you guys that. So, do you guys mind doing that?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Oh, we got a new person.
Yeah, person. Awesome. Okay. We have, like, an Instagram, 17K, and then awesome. Followers, yeah. And then on TikTok, we have 130K, and on Snapchat, 9.1K recently. And, like, Snapchat, we just, have started from 3 months maybe now. What's yeah. And, like, in Snapchat, we do our... daily vlogs, like, each one has one day.
And then... our most viral video on TikTok got 4.4 million views.
Oh, shit. Wow. Our most viral video, 60 views. Let's go.
Yo, freak.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm professional. Yeah, our most recent views is, like, what, 13 million? Something like that, Frick? Yeah? 13 million, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's normal. That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal for us. Normal for us.
Give us your tips.
Ah, yes. You see, you gotta actually take in the hate. You know, Fruki, help Fruki. You bet.
You don't listen to the hate and you move on. Yes. There you go. That's my advice.
Yeah, we didn't copy from anyone. Like, that's a advice that we made.
Original.
Definitely. Okay. So you guys have a high number, like a really, really high number. Also. the means that like the bio on your Instagram, you guys are the biggest food bloggers on Qatar. That how do you guys achieve? Like, did you guys were you guys surprised? Like when I heard that, I was like, wow, biggest food blogger in Qatar.
Yeah, because TikTok contacted us because they saw like our account was doing well. And that's how we got the food ambassadors. Like, we didn't self-name ourselves. Like, it's from TikTok. So we entered a competition with all the Arab countries like Lebanon, Egypt, Kuwait, Dubai. And we won in the top 5 countries. So we got verified from that. But also, in our own country, we won as, like, ambassadors for Qatar's, like, food reviews and TikTok.
Damn. You guys, wow. You guys really reached that, didn't you? Wow.
Mashallah. Yeah. We actually like only like I think Lebanon won and Dubai and Qatar and like Iraq and one other country. Like it's very like it was very competitive, you know.
And you guys won that.
Yeah, we won and to get verified. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys, oh yeah, I forgot. You guys are very filled. Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys are damn cool. That's it. Oh. Okay. Next up. Okay, so it's an easy question, but I think you guys already answered it. But like, how long have you been in this industry, the content creation industry?
Like now, we just recently, like 1 year and how many months? 1 month.
1 year, oh, 1 month.
Yeah, and you grow that much. Wow.
Mashallah.
My bad.
But that's really good. Like, Michelle, that's damn good. For 1 year, 1 month, you guys, like, became the ambassador of Qatar?
Yeah. Like, even
food blog?
Like, even for us, if you would ask us this from the beginning, like, we wouldn't thought that we will reach that much, you know? But alhamdulillah, yani.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, wow, so so talking about, like, you know, you guys don't expect you guys to reach until here, like, when you guys started, do you guys have anything in mind? Like, do you guys start this for fun, or did you guys actually have in mind that you guys will be successful, or like, or what?
Yes, at the beginning we have it for fun, and then,
yeah. So what I were coming from is that I used to watch other bloggers, like other food bloggers, because I like personally I really like to find the new places in Qatar. So nobody would review the restaurants. They would just post pictures. And I would go that same restaurant the next day and try it. And it's awful. And it's like, food is like pretty expensive here in Qatar. So like, why would I spend all my money on a like restaurant that is even worth it? So like, nobody was rating the restaurants. Nobody was saying if it's good or not. They were just going to it. People, there are a lot of restaurants that people go to. It's not even good. But they just go to see what's the hype. Why is everybody going to it? So we at least by opening an account and actually rating the like restaurants, we can give people our honest review. And like, for example, students can't afford to eat out every day. So at least they would have options. They'd have like, they'd know if it's worth it or not.
That is true. So yeah. You guys are like, you thought on a different type of level. You guys, like an actual business strategy. You found a problem and you found a solution to it. And your solution grew, like, blew up. Wow.
Yeah, but I would say like in the beginning it was like for fun, like even like for me, for example, like I'm one of the people like in the group that actually believe that we could go far, but I think like the other girls in the group, they're like, it's just like, it's never gonna get anywhere, nobody's ever gonna know us.
Yeah,
I know, like anyone who knows us in real life, they know who we are. Like I'm like, they're like, how will we get famous? We don't show our face, we don't say our names, they know nothing about us, it's just our voices. But I guess people liked it, like
the mystery.
Yeah.
The mysterious. Oh wow. Yeah, that is true. You guys are like nowhere to be found. You guys are like mysterious, like, you know, like some spy level
people
movie.
Find us now from our voices, but it's so weird.
It's like, how do I say? It's like those James Bond movies where there's only a screen and the person's voice, and you have to find the person.
Yeah.
You guys are like the villains of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just the voice. Wait, do you actually see fans meeting you up or something?
Yeah, like there are some people.
Wait, what?
Like that, how come up it? To us, they're like, oh, you guys are the Hala Wallah girls. They hear us talking and they tell us, or like, if we go home and we're like in Festival City, they'll write to us, I saw you today in Festival City, I heard you. Like,
I heard you.
I didn't see you, I heard you.
I heard you.
Wallah.
Yo. Oh my God.
Yeah, I think if you show your face, you'll feel the fame, but like, if you don't show your face, like, we don't feel like we're even famous. Like, we're
we don't admit to it.
Like, yeah. But I think
so. You guys are basically what every celebrity wants. You guys are famous, but
famous
no one knows
the theme, yeah, kind of.
Oh my God, You guys broke the code. You guys broke the internet. Wow. What? Actually, Faruqi, should we cover faces? What if we actually blow?
No one knows our faces as well, other than our friends, obviously. But like,
yeah. You know what? Let's cover faces. As well. Yeah, we're going to use the Yeah, famous, you know? Easy. Okay. Wow. You guys are actually awesome, not going to lie. I was scared coming to this. I was like, because, see, there's a basic conception that all big people, famous people, are going to be, how do I say, busy with their self and kind of arrogant, I guess. No? You get the point, right?
Yeah, intimidating.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. And then, I met, like, when Faruqi gave me the idea to message you guys, I was like, there's no way they're going to respond. I was like, you want to place a bet? There's no way they're going to respond. You guys responded? And I'm talking to you guys.
You guys are really nice. Respond to like all our comments.
We
like,
always respond.
Yeah.
Like, we make it a point. Yeah. So we make it a point to respond because like
we don't like when people ignore us. You yeah. know? Like yeah. so.
And we're true. Pretty people, so like it's easier for us to like respond to people.
Yes. And that's what we're there for. Like we want to respond to people. Like we want to make like, give them reviews. We want to. Like, that's why we opened the account to help people. You know. So like when this podcast came up, we're like, okay, like it would be a good opportunity for us to talk as well. Because like TikTok videos, yeah. Nobody can really get to know us through them. You know. Exactly. So.
Exactly. That's right. If no podcast open. Yeah,
so you guys said three people. You guys have three people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys have like each role for each one of you, or you guys do everything together? Like one does social media, one does something else, like, or everyone does everything together?
Each person has their own task.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mini business that we created. Mini
business, yeah.
I mean, it is definitely a business. You guys are like that level. How do I say it? Do you guys make a living out of this? Do you see like a future where you guys can, you know, just solely do this for a living? Like a job and no need to go for a job, just, you know, do a TikTok and
hopefully like for now no, but like maybe like in the future if we get more like actually so we had a meeting with QQQ and we asked him that question. We said, so do you think that one day we can like quit our jobs and just do this like full time? He's like, for sure.
Like, he didn't even hesitate.
He didn't hesitate. And yeah. We're like, okay, like,
what?
Like, yeah.
Working God, like, you know?
What's a doctor? What's an engineer? I'm a TikToker, guys. I can live this.
And wow. Like, even one of my goals in that business to quit my job.
Yeah, you saw, like, Hanin is like, she makes 500,000 a month, she said in an interview. She makes 500,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just from, like,
just from social Instagram,
Snapchat.
Okay, guys, just give me a second. Let me just quit school. Let me just quit school for a second, guys. I'm quitting school, mom. I'm done. Oh, wait, actually?
Yeah. We're shocked too.
I was so shocked. I'm like, oh my god, I want to make that much.
500,000 a month is insane.
A month. Yeah.
Well, Faruqi, you know what? We can do TikTok.
Yeah. School starts in a month. I think we should not go anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok and Instagram Reels and khalas. Like you just need to go viral and that's it. You know, anyone can be famous.
Yes, true.
Yeah, but you have to TikTok have content. So
yeah, content.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, content. That's where you guys came in. Okay. Content. Oh yeah. You know what? That gives me another idea. Where do you guys find these restaurants, by the way? Like, do you just go around in the Qatar, just finding them, like hunting them?
Like I usually see what my friends like post on Instagram, and so like if people are like all like if it's a hype, you know, like people are talking about it and like everybody wants to go, like I'd usually take them to that restaurant so that we can try it and give a review. But other restaurants, like there are some restaurants that contact us and ask us for reviews.
Oh, okay. So restaurants contact you, or, and some you find.
Yeah, yourself. And we get a lot of suggestions from our followers.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you guys. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like usually it's based on suggestions from our followers. Like especially like we just came back from Dubai, and literally every single restaurant we went to was a suggestion from one of our followers. Like every single coffee, the whole literally from
them
from A to Z, they did everything. Yeah. We just went.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so wait, you guys said you guys went to Dubai, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, basically, if you guys start traveling more around the world and go get food reviews over there, will you guys still be considered as, like, based in Qatar? Or will you guys go, like, worldwide, basically? Not, like, just food bloggers, normal. Not based in Qatar.
That was the dream.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the dream. Okay.
Inshallah. Where's the private jet, guys? We need the private jet.
Okay,
we
need the Maldives is listening. Like, we
like Italy, Maldives, Paris, God. Everyone. Everyone's listening. Okay. Oh, you know what? That gave me an idea. I was watching a content. And I was like, I saw Dubai in the list. And I was like, wait, Dubai?
Yeah.
When did you guys do Dubai? So, like, you guys, did you, like, plan a trip to go to Dubai just for food reviews? Did you just go there for some other reason and then you just found out you could do a review from there?
No, so we went with their family because it was Eid break.
Oh, okay.
So we decided to film.
Yeah, and we have a lot of followers from there. So we're like, okay, it's a good chance to get exposure in Dubai. So, like, maybe then in the future, restaurants from there would talk to us. Maybe... like, so, maybe something could happen in Dubai, and, like, it's a great way to make new connections and gain new followers. And that's exactly what happened, you know?
Yeah, now we have a lot of Emirati followers.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And if they come to Doha, they'll like know to who come, to go to, yeah. Where to go.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Awesome.
Also,
so, basically, the dream slowly progressing.
Yeah.
So, like, you first cover the Middle East, then the Asia,
then
the Europe.
Slowly taking over the world.
This might be the last time you guys hear them on the podcast, you know, before they go, like, celebrity level. Wait, okay, here's another question. Did anyone find you from Dubai by finding a voice?
Yeah.
Even in Dubai.
Even in Dubai.
I was shopping. I was in a shoe shop. And I was trying on shoes. And then later that night, this girl writes to us on Snapchat. She's like, I saw you in the shop. Then I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I heard your voice, but I didn't put it together until I saw your Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and my someone God. Else saw us in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But people won't come up and talk to us. They're too shy.
No, because the good thing about TikTok is when you post a video in the Emirates, it posts, it sends it to them, to the audience there. So the people in Qatar won't get it as much.
Yeah.
So most of our audiences, like 60%, was from the Emirates. So that's where we started to become more famous there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Okay, so a couple, we put on our story, like, asking fans what questions do they have for you guys.
Fans. We got a lot of fans. Millions.
Well, most of them are from your story because you guys reposted it. The first question is probably the most common question. Your Hala Wala phrase, basically. Where'd you guys get that from? Like, why'd you guys choose that?
We saw, like, a lot of different influencers, especially this one Iraqi influencer. He always says Lak Hala at the beginning of his videos. And we thought it would be interesting to say a phrase that, like, people can recognize us by. And we kept trying to think of different phrases, but we couldn't think of anything but Hala Wala. So
the app closed.
The app closed.
So, yeah, we started to do the Hala Wala from that guy, the Iraqi TikToker, Baghdad Diaries, his name is.
Yeah, and it's a word we, like, frequently use.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are some weird questions these people asked here. Like, how tall are you? That's one of the questions.
No, dude, don't tell the height. Don't tell the height. Don't tell the height. It's going to be easier for them to find you guys. Don't tell the height. It's going to be easy for them to find you guys.
Two of us are really tall. One is really short.
Nice. That's not tell who it is.
Yeah.
Let's not tell who it is.
Let's not tell Faruqi. Next question.
Next question is, how does your family feel about it?
Our family are very supportive. Yeah, they're very supportive. In the beginning, I think they were a little bit confused because when we opened the account, we didn't tell them. We didn't tell anyone. We kept it a secret. Yeah. And we thought nobody would find out.
On TikTok. We didn't even tell them. Our sisters found us on TikTok.
Yeah, they found us. And then we told them. And then they were like, okay, it's fine. Like, they were very supportive, I think.
Were they surprised that you guys actually became this famous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine scrolling through TikTok and like, oh shit, I know these people.
That's my daughter.
They're famous.
They're famous. Oh wow.
Yeah, anywhere we go, and like if like if we're going to a friend's gathering and they're like, yeah, we know you from TikTok, like they know us without even telling us that they know us, you know, like like my sister's friend, she's like, yeah, I know you, and my husband, he knows you, and everyone in the majlis, like the place where the guys gather, they all know you, and when they get food, they say hello.
What? No way. That's
Faruqi. Oh wait, you know what, that reminds me of something. Faruqi and one of his other friends were trying to imitate you guys. Like, copy you guys? No. I'm sorry, but I have to show this. I'm sorry, dude.
So basically, in our school, like, you know, the hala wala thing, like a couple of months ago, everyone in our school was randomly just doing hala wala, hala wala. Okay, randomly, they were just roaming around, they're like, hala wala. So basically, like, one of your videos of, like, they were just making, like, they're saying hala wala, like, some brisket video of you guys, and they're... And then one of my other friends, like, me and him actually tried to recreate a video because, like, we were in lunch. They were like, let's just recreate a video. It was a video of, like, you guys going to Cajun, the restaurant. So, wait, we'll send it to you guys. But, like, you guys, if you guys have a spare phone right now, you guys can react to it live. So,
what school do you go to, by the way?
GEMS Wellington.
Oh my god. I didn't realize hilarious. That many people know us.
Yeah. Everyone knows you guys in Qatar, probably.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you? Like, everyone knows you, yeah.
Wait, there are two videos. I'm not sure which one's the correct one, but like, okay.
The send both work. That's a point.
Send both, yeah. There is one we messed up, there is one which was like proper one.
Let's see. Yeah.
This is bad. This is
bad.
It's okay. We get a lot of videos from people.
But the friend I recorded with, he was like, no, I don't want to post it. Like, what if we actually go viral? He's like, we're not going to go viral.
Oh my god. That's so funny. We want to post on our story.
Oh wait, let's go. Yes, please. Freak, yeah. I'm sorry to do this. You're dead. You're done.
Sorry? Can we post it actually?
You guys can. That guy's not on Instagram anymore, so it's fine, you know?
Okay, yeah. We'll post it on Snapchat.
Suruk, you do realize. Suruk, you do realize if Ali finds this out, you're dead.
Okay.
Maybe Ali will be like, thanks, Ali.
He finds you, Faruqi, you're dead.
No, they're gonna know. Oh,
no. Faruqi, not just Ali, everyone's gonna know, dude. Every entire. Okay, you're dead, Faruqi. Moving on. Okay, do you have any other questions from Instagram?
Yeah, Faruqi? There are many, actually. Okay, have you ever been to a restaurant and the food was bad?
Yeah, many restaurants.
Like, you didn't like anything from there, basically.
Like, it's kind of hard to not like anything, yeah, but like, there are, like, I would say dessert places that we've been to that I don't like.
Yeah.
Dessert, okay.
Okay, so this is not a fan question, this is just my question. Has this ever happened? Like, you guys went to eat and, like, you all three, like, disagree, one likes it, one doesn't like it. Like, how do you guys decide? Yeah.
Like, each one of us has different taste. For example, I like onions, they don't like. So when I eat something with onion, I like it so much. And for them, it's like normal. I'm like, no, it's nice. And then we would say our review.
Like, there's a restaurant called Soy. Yeah. One of us really likes it. And the rest of us, like, we think it's like overhyped.
Yeah.
So I think that's like another disagreement we have. Yeah.
How do you fix it? Like, how do you solve it?
We all see our opinions. Like, our followers know us kind of by our voices. They can tell the difference. Oh. So, like, for example, I'm Walid Elfain, which means, like, I was born in the year 2000. So, like, people who have the same taste as me, like, are, like, real hardcore followers, would try something based on what I liked or based on what I said was good. Mm. And then, for example, Al-Agla, she can't eat salad. Like, she doesn't like salad and her burger and cream. And there are a lot of people that I like,
but she
likes something, they would go try what she liked, you know? Like, our followers kind of know what each person likes. And if we don't like something, we mention why we don't like it. We say because it had, like, coconut in it. We don't like coconut. But if someone likes coconut, they'll go have it.
Wait, coconut, I know that video. Pause video, like the Raffaello one. See, I'm a hardcore fan, you see?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, everybody has different tastes.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, guys, I just want to say... Oh, sorry.
Go on. Next question is in Arabic, so I don't... Like, I kind of understand it, but I also don't. So you guys translate it for us, okay? It's هم لسا يدرسون.
Do you still study? Yeah, so I'm in my senior year.
Yeah, and I just graduated from my master's. And I graduated in 2019, and now I'm working.
So she was the one who wanted to quit her job, okay?
Quit the job. The people who's going to listen to this, your office employees who are going to listen to this, she wants to quit her job, huh?
She's going to come and haunt you in the future.
I want to quit job, huh? Right. Okay. Guys, I had this question from the start itself. Like, you guys say this when you, like, when you say a sentence at the same time. Like, you guys have this harmony type of sound. Like, you know those movies where, like, the scene of the angels come, like, ah! And then when you guys say anything together, it feels like those. And I was like, why didn't you guys make a song or something? And like, you guys all three sing at the same time. You got a low bass, high bass, the mid. Like, you guys can make a harmony, like an angel type of song. I don't know.
We attempted to sing one time, and I think Woman Saud, and like, people were like, please don't sing again. Like, no. Yeah, they're like, no, we love you, but please, no. But it takes a lot of practice to be in harmony together.
Yeah.
We're three harmony. Fifth harmony. Third harmony.
Third harmony. Yeah.
Same thing. Wait, do you guys practice this at home? Like, how to say this at the same time or something?
Yeah.
Imagine the neighbors. They're like, why do I hear this all the time? Three people saying the same thing.
Because always in Juanita's not in sync with us, so we're two sisters and we're always in sync. And she's always late or she says it wrong.
Oh, she's the only one left out. Oh,
no. Yeah.
Okay, wait. How do you guys choose one another? You guys like, you know what? She's my sister. She's going to do it. She's my best friend. She's going to do it. It's like, how's the relation? Like, I don't know. Like, who chose who and stuff like that?
We're friends.
To form a team.
Like, before we opened the account, we were all friends. Yeah. Like, we're really close from before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So there wasn't any audition for who gets a perfect pitch.
No. We always went out and like ate together. So we're like, okay, let's film a review. And we also like, we filmed a review. So let me tell you that my favorite story about our account was when we first started.
I could see the oh my god in the behind. I'm like,
we had three followers, which was us. We were following ourselves on Instagram. And we started like doing this full food review and like talking about it. And then one Imani guy, he entered and he's like, what are you guys doing? You guys are just talking to yourselves and you guys are only following yourselves.
And like, you're talking for 1 million people and there's nobody following you. So yeah. Chill and don't talk.
Yeah, and like, stop and like that. And like, nobody cares and like that. And then we're like, okay, so you follow us. Like, so like, we'll get more followers. And then he didn't respond or anything. And we were like, so upset, like, you know, like, and he didn't follow us either. And we got so upset and we're like, why is he doing this? Like, we just started, we just opened the account. But then actually, last week he DM'd us, he reacted to our story and he still doesn't follow us. And we told him, you see, look at how many people are following us now.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up?
See, now I'm still only talking to three people.
There you go.
But yeah, then we felt like we made it. Like, like he sees our story still and he doesn't follow us.
That guy's weird. He must be watching this right now. He'd be like, I should have followed them in the start. Yeah. Should have just followed. I should have. No, oh my god. So you guys are thinking of enrolling someone else in the team or something?
It's too hard. It's
The trio is iconic, so I don't think you guys should, to be honest.
I mean, I'm free, just saying.
We could go like guests, but like never. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Okay. No, I got this podcast to handle with, and I also got Faruqi to, you know, handle. It's very annoying sometimes. Moving on.
Okay. So another question is by the fan. It's in Arabic, but it's a long one, so I don't think I'm gonna attempt it. But I asked one of my friends to translate it. So he told me it means, how do you guys agree to where you're... Wait, didn't you ask this question already? How do you guys agree where you're going to eat? That's what it means. So
you guys already answered that.
Yeah, and this guy is from Dubai, by the way, because he put a Dubai and Qatar flag, so...
Oh, nice.
So he's from the Saudi. From Dubai.
Yeah.
He put the Qatari flag and the UAE flag, so it means he's in the Saudi, he's in the middle. That could be one. Okay, don't judge anyone, please.
My bad.
Go on. My jokes are bad.
This is very bad.
Like your podcast idea. Actually, before our account, me and Zilwini said we were thinking of starting a podcast to talk about things.
Yeah.
But we never did, but it's a really good idea. Like,
wait, is this your first podcast you've been to?
Yes.
Let's go!
Oh my god, that was so loud.
I'm sorry. Okay, my parents are sleeping. I'm probably sure they woke up. Yeah, moving on. Okay. Questions?
So the fan, one second, let me go back.
We got a lot of questions.
Yeah, because most of them actually came from your stories and they actually just asked random questions. There was one person actually saying something. You guys, okay, there's a guy who was, I think, I don't understand what he meant because his grammar is a bit broken. But like, I think it's a bit of hate by someone. So you guys could probably respond to some and tell him something. It's not hate. Yeah. I don't think it's hate, to be honest. It's just, so he says, your food appetites us and we get hungry, but we don't have the money to buy that much food that you people. That's it. That's where he stopped. So what do you have to tell that guy?
I think his keyboard is broken.
Everybody wants to talk. Okay. So we try to review like different levels of places. Like we don't go to Nobu every night. I'm a student. I don't have the money to go to Nobu every night. So like we also go to places in El Said, like a shawarma place that's very affordable. It's like R8 per shawarma. Like we try to, have a variety of choices.
True, like sometimes even we review food for like canteens or
it's like cafeteria,
cafeteria.
Then also there is a period of time we went to chapati places and that sambusa thing, the one you do it in Ramadan.
We also do home cooking.
Yeah, yani it's not all luxurious restaurants.
So there you go, whoever asked that question, whatever that user.
He probably saw one video and he's like, my God, it's expensive. One video is expensive. Too much.
Probably judged by one video.
Yeah, just one video, too much. Okay, any more questions on Instagram?
No, but we have this segment, so we ask quick fire questions, okay? It's like normal basic questions, like about, it's not food. Some are food, but some are like normal basic common questions, okay?
Yeah, it's just common questions.
So, for the new start.
Okay, simple question. We ask this almost every guest, but let's ask you. I forgot the thing. Freaking my brain is broken. Okay, the question is, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Can you guys say it at the same time?
iPhone.
iPhone. Okay, next question. Freaky, you go on.
So, do you guys game?
No.
Okay, so skip question. Okay, so like if you guys could drink only one drink for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Coffee.
Cola.
Coffee. In the back. Pepsi. Cola.
The background. Cola. At the back. Okay, next question. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pasta.
Pizza.
Burger.
There you go. Different opinions, basically. So, you know.
Three opinions. Imagine the person's watching this and still thinks that there's only one person. One person's like three different answers. Pasta, burger, and pizza. Okay, what kind of pasta?
Penny pasta.
Pasta.
With chicken and mushrooms.
Nice.
Extra cheese.
Just the base.
full details. You know?
We need a full details. Okay. Extra cheese. Yeah, that part. Okay. What else? Freaking point.
So normal question, basic question. Favorite movie.
Oh yes.
for me, I'm like very into like different fast movies. Parasite, Miracles from Heaven,
Notebook.
Three different worlds. Parasites. What was another one?
Parasite. Miracles from Heaven.
No, no heaven. Notebook. Parasites. Oh my god. Yeah, I get it. It's notebook. The same thing. Okay.
It's different movies. I don't blame it. Yeah. For the ass.
Okay, next question will be, just like for rookies, what would be your favorite song? What's your favorite song? The song that you
Talking
listen to right
to
now.
The Moon by Bruno Mars.
I wonder where you
can... Adi Arabi. I don't know. Maybe Olivia's new album. Song.
Yeah, oh, yes.
You guys can say Arabic songs. It's fine.
It's fine.
Arabic, Chinese.
Yes, we totally understood that. We
definitely know that.
Yes, we know that. Yeah.
It's my favorite song, by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely. Yeah. You know what, actually, Furky? Not gonna lie. Arabic songs are so good when you play them in Pearl and like a Land Cruiser. Furky? I don't know. Something.
What?
When you play these Arabic songs in full blast. You guys review food and everything you hear is food? Guys, burger? Did I say burger?
Yes.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, I'm hungry. I'm probably hungry.
For real though, like nowadays in Qatar, like the foreigners, basically the expats, like Indians, like Pakistanis, they're like more Arab. Like they're like, they act so Arab. They're like, let's put their windows down. Blast Arabic music, but they're like Indians. Like, I'm like, okay.
Totally
they're adapting
not me,
to the culture.
Totally not me and Farooq. Definitely.
No.
Yeah.
Not you
no.
guys.
Not us. Definitely not us. Okay, what else? Oh yeah, here's one question. If you guys could have, what's your favorite go-to order from your hometown restaurant?
Hometown restaurant? I feel like.
Yeah.
Like there's like a... small place that sells like rice dishes, like rice by our house,
and it's a traditional
food. It's only traditional food.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. So lamb majbus. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Furky, we should go have that one day.
Come on. We don't know where they live, but if they say it, they're screwed.
Oh no! Yeah, no, they're screwed. So, okay. Go on. Next question, Furky.
Okay, so wait 1 second. So like, basically, like, you know, we asked another food blogger in Qatar like a couple of questions, but like it was basically like to get to know you guys more as well, like to get to know him as well. Like, so this is all personal based questions for you guys. So all your opinions.
Okay.
You guys review breakfast, lunch, like everything, yeah, basically desserts.
Yeah.
Breakfast is a thing a lot of people struggle to find out what to eat in Qatar, especially. So, if personal opinions, best breakfast place in Qatar?
Violet.
Rosado.
What?
Rosado.
You tried their breakfast?
What?
Tueha.
Expectations.
Yeah.
Okay. Expectations. Yeah. A Pearl.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up. What do you think, your personal opinion, by the way, guys? Okay, what was that? Okay.
Dessert or what?
Favorite lunch. Just a basic lunch. Oh.
Lunch. Mama Saad.
Yeah.
Mama Saad. It's also traditional food.
Okay.
They have chicken maddas. It's very nice.
So it's spicy and really good.
And it has a lot of onions.
There you go. Now we know.
Let's go. See, all three go in the same restaurant.
I say Butamba.
Butamba.
Yeah, also Butamba.
It's also rice.
Yeah. I think lunch is rice.
Exactly. Okay. In that case, Ricky, you know the next question.
Favorite cuisine? Dinner.
Sorry.
let me ask my question.
Sorry. Go on.
Favorite cuisine. Favorite cuisine. Is it Arabic? If not, if it is, something else.
Italian.
I would say I'm American. Japanese.
Okay, so American. American? Someone say American?
Yeah.
Okay. American, what's burger, fries, like that, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's just that. Okay, cool.
You can ask your dinner question now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's right. Favorite dinner place. Please have dinner.
Listen.
No, where? Listen, no.
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 Rhodes is really good. Or Meat Smith is good.
Mm. Burger Boutique is good.
Douala.
Okay. Okay.
June restaurant.
It depends on the cuisine. Like,
it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't choose one.
Okay, what if you're in a very angry mood? What if you're in a very angry mood?
You're mad, where do you go?
McDonald's.
Yeah. Wait, did you guys actually ever review McDonald's? Or
oh, wait, where is that?
You guys did?
Oh, wow. So we're not that hardcore.
Everyone eats McDonald's, come on.
Everyone eats McDonald's, true.
McDonald's is my breaking point. I love McDonald's.
If you're depressed, you can eat McDonald's, and if you're happy, you can eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
Go ahead, okay, in that case, what is your go-to order for McDonald's? Happy Meal? Mine is Happy Meal, I'm just going to be honest. Happy Meal.
McChicken spicy.
Okay.
And chicken nuggets too.
Of course,
chicken nuggets is always the best. I get bullied for eating chicken nuggets. They're like, oh, you're a kid.
Ricky, it's okay, man. Don't cry. Life is sad.
That's desserts place you want?
Yes. I didn't ask if she asked the question. Oh my god. Okay, go on.
Just 88.
No, just 88.
It's so good.
Their crepe?
Yeah, their crepe.
Violet, they have that thing, the
circle
thing, the chocolate.
And the mango pudding.
Oh my god,
the mango pudding is so
and
good.
And the mango cake from Mango Talal.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Now I'm hungry, guys.
I'm hungry.
We don't even know those places, but we are hungry.
Okay, Frick, you want to end the podcast? Because I want to go have food. I'm kidding. Okay. What else? Oh, yeah. Wait, that's going to be hard for you guys. My question that I had wrote down my laptop was top 10 restaurants in Qatar. But that's going to be hard for you guys.
That's a very hard question. I don't think they'll be able to answer that.
But can I ask, who is the other food blogger you interviewed?
Oh, Triple F. Triple F.
Yeah. He's very famous.
You got high-end celebrities here.
Yeah.
So you're famous. We're making
famous.
Wow, we're honored.
Yeah, you know, it's okay. I'd like to help out small channels.
Okay. Trying to make you guys grow, by the way. We're just trying to help you guys grow.
We're just trying to help you guys. You know, it's not like you guys are helping us. It's like we are helping you. Get the point. What else? Any other questions on me, Fergie?
No, I'm good. To be honest, I think the fans got to know a lot about you guys. To be honest, today.
Yeah, that's true. We asked a lot of questions. These guys were answering a lot, you know. Like, usually we ask one question, we get one answer. We got three answers for every question. You know? I think I'm quite satisfied at this point, so yeah. I need to ask you guys, since, you know, we're about to wrap up, what was your experience? You know, what was the experience? How was it? You know, our podcast. How was that? Like, how was the host? I'm the host, by the way. How was I? How was Ricky? Like, what's the experience? What was it?
It was a nice experience. Like, we enjoyed it. We didn't feel nervous at all, so that's good.
Let's go.
And it's the first time doing the podcast, but I don't think it's the last time.
Yeah, and they really like it. Wallah, we need to do this again.
Yeah. I'm gonna steal your guys' idea.
You guys should always remember us as the first ones, okay? Like, you know.
Let's go for it. We're the first people to be. Wow.
Everybody will know that you're the first. No matter how many fuck you, everybody will know.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah. First people. First.
You guys ever go on a big podcast in the future? Just mention us, okay?
Honored. Like, I know you guys think we're famous, but we're not. We're normal people.
You know what's funny,
though? That's a misconception, though.
Yeah. They say they're normal people, but people try to find them by their voices, Faruqi.
That's not normal.
Yo, imagine if they show their face. Faruqi, people find them by voice. Imagine that they show their face.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Okay, you know what? Forget face. Imagine if they show their fingers. Imagine they show their fingers or something. And then they're done. Address, details, hacked, everything. Nice. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, people know our fingers and they know how many rings do we have. So, what?
Whoa, what? Actually, oh, yeah, you don't. Oh, wait, I forgot. Even you guys show your fingers. Oh, my.
Even our nail polish, they're like, oh, this color is for Mourid and Finn. She likes pink. What?
Nobody else.
Okay, you guys got some hardcore fans. Okay,
you got hardcore fans. You got good. We got like fans. Definitely, you got like about 100 million. Guys, what was it for?
Our fans are me and 14.
You got two fans. We're like you at the start, basically. We follow each other.
Podcast, we're your fans cool. too. Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, whoa. Furky, where is it going? Whoa. Wow.
We made, so it,
we made it. We made it. We made it. Like, life is done. Complete. Oh, my God. In that case, guys, it was awesome. You guys were actually really nice to talk to. We had a lot of questions. We asked you guys a lot of questions. We feel sorry for you guys. Like, bro, Furky, look at the time. It's 53 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's about a 1 hour, dude.
Oh, why is it live? His voice is lagging.
Mine? Is my voice lagging?
Yeah. It didn't even feel like an hour, to be honest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't feel a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank
no problem.
You. No, it was an honor. It was an honor.
Yes, it is such an honor. Guys, before you go, you guys want to shout out your channel? You know, where you guys are on? Your username?
Yeah, follow us.
You're so famous, that's why.
Eats.974 on Snap, Insta, TikTok. And Twitter, and but we YouTube. Don't use YouTube. And YouTube!
We're gonna start with our YouTube. Whoa, you guys started YouTube?
Yeah. Coming soon.
Oh my
soon.
God, they're blowing up
coming
everyone.
Soon. Oh, okay. Coming soon. Okay, wow.
Coming Freaky. Soon. Because you guys heard it here first. Okay.
Freaky, you do realize if they start a podcast, right, we're dead. We're like, we have no chance. Guys, when you start a podcast, just, you know, remind us before we die. Just, you know, like, we're gonna... Oh, okay. Oh, anyways, guys, I think it's time to wrap it up. I'm just going to say thanks to the viewers and listeners. Guys, thank you so much for watching. If you like this video, go hit the like button. If you see, if you... Oh, what was it? Furry comes... Oh my God, I messed it up. I messed it up. Okay.
It's your line. Restart. It's not my line.
Sorry. Okay, I'm just going to rewire this. Restart. Nothing happened, guys. No embarrassment, nothing. Okay, if you like this video, go hit the like button. If you see us on Spotify, go add us to your playlist and... Until then, to the next video. See you guys later. Bye. You guys want to say bye at the same
Can you guys
time?
Say bye together?
Oh, yes,
you,
please.
Let them say it. Not us, not us. Yeah, you guys say us, bye together. Us. And when he said, don't mess it up.
Rookie?
My bad.
Bye.
They did it.
Wow. It was awesome. You know, we always do the same thing. We ask all the guests to say bye worked. The same. It never worked.
Never worked.
No, we're trying to basically copy you guys.
We have training.
Oh yeah, training.